This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. It's September 11th, 2019, 18 years since the worst terror attack on American soil. In New York City, where the World Trade Center's Twin Towers fell, friends and family read out the names of more than 2,000 people who died in the airplane attacks on Lower Manhattan. Near Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump spoke at a ceremony at the Pentagon where more than 100 people died.
For every American who lived through that day, the September 11th attack is seared into our soul. It was a day filled with shock, horror, sorrow, and righteous fury.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where airplane passengers brought down a hijacked plane before it could reach its target.
America was attacked on September the 11th. But America took the fight back to our enemies on that very same day. Not on some foreign battlefield, but right here, in the skies above these fields, where the heroes of Flight 93 were forged.
In South Sudan, after meeting for 3 hours Wednesday, President Salva Kiir and the political opposition leader pledged to resolve all outstanding issues holding up the formation of a unity government. The two leaders shook hands and posed for pictures outside the White House, a state house rather, but did not announce any new agreements. Last year's peace deal left a number of issues unresolved, such as security arrangements involving opposition and government forces. There are also questions over state boundaries. The country's information minister told reporters that both leaders are confident a unity government will come together by the November 12th deadline. In the Bahamas, officials say 2,500 people are listing as missing more than a week after Hurricane Dorian ravaged the islands. This is VOA News. France is urging victims to come forward in a Jeffrey Epstein sex program.